June the 26th, 2020, Lucy Coleman Studio, PJ.
Come on home.
Come on home.
And be welcome to stay.
And you're welcome to stay.
Baby, tell me you're coming home. Living alone. Away. I knew the day we met, you brought my love alive. You got me so upset, I forgot you was really time. Still when I took you in, my heart was ruling me. Finally I put you out, cause you only was fooling me. But if you're broke again, and you need a friend, come on home.
Come on home.
I know you ain't no good, I know your ways are bad. I'd quit you if I could, but without you I'm going mad. I'm hoping every day, maybe you'll settle down. Cause I'm in love with you, and I ain't about to turn around. So if you're broke again, and you need a friend, come on home.
Come on home.
Just looking for such as that. Woman didn't mean that she would never be saying it. Plenty of women wouldn't take it back if you were bending down and really unbending knee to come and see. Tell you really where it's at. Get together, get it. Running, crawling, creeping, stumbling, falling. Plenty of time for stopping and thinking. Why is it sitting around at home and getting fat and generally playing it cool? Time to figure it out. I tell you, baby, home is where it's at. Figure it out and you get it together.
I figured it out. Soon as you said it, I got it together. And figured it out. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna make it. Cause lonely nights are terrible, terrible, terrible. Tired of looking home and looking. I go for that. Together and figured I must need steady. Steady with a father's really better than hot dogs now. It's just a sandwich in a sack. So what a relief, don't you take me back. Now we got another chance to get together. Not sweet pretending, what sweet pretending. I messed around and acted bad and lost my bed. And now my babies give me another chance to get together.
Tired of lonely days and of many alone.
again. And you need a friend.
Come on home.
Come on home.
Come on home.
And be welcome to stay.
And you're welcome to stay.
Baby, tell me you're coming home.
Baby, tell me you're coming home.
Living alone so long.
Baby, come home. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Dave Lambert, John Hendrix, Annie Ross. They sing Ellington and High Flying. That's the number called Come On Home. No, well, I got something for you. As you come home, stay calm. Calm down. White folk are still killing black folk. My goodness. You would think that the policemen all over this country would learn how. Wait a minute. The latest creeps and listen, nope, I'm not against all cops. You know me better than that. But why are you going to stop? That young man was 23 years old. And that age was very close to me because I got married when I was 23. So I know the way that young man felt. He's at the prime of his life, walking home from a convenience store with the bag of groceries or goodies, whatever he had. And a white policeman said, "You look suspicious." What in the world? You know, now I hear all three of the cops and lost their jobs and everything, but I'm glad that they got the cops' address out there because they need to be going by their house making their family feel very uncomfortable. You know, I believe in that old biblical thing, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I said, calm down, calm down. Don't let this mess upset you. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you what the name of this record company that made that record that it's called Groovy Ass Records. Man, what a great little CD that I have. And Annie Ross. This group, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, when I was a young man, by the time when I went into the Army, I was really fired up about this group. I used to get Dave Lambert and John Hendrix mixed up. I thought that Dave Lambert was a black guy and John Hendrix was a white guy. But John Hendrix was a black guy and really the leader of the group. Very famous jazz singer. And Annie Ross, man, to team up with a white guy and a black guy and making the vocal sounds of an instrument is something that we hadn't heard of back in the day. Calm down, people. I know you're waiting on that check to come in. I got a bill to pay, a water and power bill. Thank God I got money in the bank to pay for it. Thing told me $326. I said, what? I should have been done put some of that solar energy stuff up on my house so I wouldn't have to pay all this for it. But, you know, that's all right. That's all right, because Jah has made it possible for me to pay my bills. I've calmed down. Oh, wait a minute, I got to share something with you. Talking about calm down, right? I'd get up in the morning, I'm walking around, my slippers all messed up. You know, I only wear Birkenstocks. And so I slid them on my foot, and oh, my goodness. This afternoon, my daughter came by with my two grandchildren. That's a picture of them up on the website. That's what it was. Now, you see what we're doing, right? Distancing. I'm in the middle, and there's my two grandchildren on the side of me, and their mother took the picture. That's as close as they got to Granddaddy, because Granddaddy believes in following the rules. Now, I want to talk to some of my friends out there, because, see, y'all crazy. You out there, you inviting people coming by your house to party and all that stuff. These are my own grandchildren. I didn't hug them. I didn't touch them. They kept their mask on all the while they were here. I don't have my mask on. I'm in my safe zone. They're in my zone. They're protecting themselves from catching it from me if I have it. I got a question. Why are you people breaking the law? And you see that this virus ain't got doubly hot. There's more people dying. California got one of the highest rates going up and up and up because y'all thought that when this holiday came that Jesus or somebody then cured you. Calm down. I'm not praying for nobody. No, no. What am I praying for you for? Do what Dr. Fauci said. Now, I don't believe in Fauci. I don't think he know what he's talking about. I know how wicked man is. I think that man put this thing together and they put too many vials in the cup and it exploded on them and now they can't stop the explosion. I think that's what we confronted with here. But whether or not you want to agree with that, calm down. That's all I got to say. Calm down. Let's see. You know what? I got one I want to play for you. Because my granddaughter, she's a waitress in a restaurant, and she shared that on Father's Day that all the people came in the restaurant and wanted to eat while they're in the restaurant. And my granddaughter told him, you can't do that. You should take the food home. But they wanted to eat there, and half the people didn't have on masks. So I told my granddaughter, I said, look, you make sure you keep your mask on and just tell them to get out. But this is why I think that they should stay home. Because if you stay home, you will learn how to deal with the right kind of food to eat. Lambert Hendricks and Ross talk about it. Soul food.
Talking about soul food.
Yes.
Candy yams, hot biscuits, and big fat juicy hams.
Sing it, sing.
Soul food.
Talking about what?
Talking about soul food.
Yeah.
Collard greens.
Collard greens, that's it.
Hot corn ribs and fat back swimming in beans.
Fat back swimming in beans.
Just found a woman.
Found a woman.
She ain't nothing for looks.
She don't look that good.
But up in the kitchen,
what she be doing?
She tends to business and cooks.
Hey,
talking about soul food. Plenty of it's soul food. Kidney stew.
Kidney stew.
Hot whole cake, and that's home cooking for true.
Tell me about that soul food.
Romance that'll be all that you eat cooking. You take a chance.
Beat me whiskey, gin, and rye.
Cook me dinner.
Yeah.
Ooh, got to be something tasty to chew. And maybe I realize that all I'm really longing for is you.
Yeah.
My, what a delicious looking pudding. Let me have a little bite. My, you really take care of business tonight. Really got the parts all this evening. What a meal, what a meal, what a meal, what a meal. Nowadays, it's all the women never learn. The art of how to burn.
Don't cook.
Boy.
Some soul food,
food, food, food.
That'll get it every doggone time.
Yeah.
Meat, men canned goods ought to really be a high crime. Plenty of people living now appreciate the kind of food their fathers ate way back in the olden days when food was really good. And all the girls were good at cooking, cooking the food and cooking it good. Remember when the Sunday dinner started getting set for cooking? It was mostly cooking a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Cooking out today, ready packaged in a mostly scientific way. Please never send me to a restaurant. Ain't nothing in a restaurant for any man who's got himself a cookbook. Every time I try to eat in a restaurant, the cooking drives me away and sends me back home where cooking's got soul.
One thing that really
women.
I'm talking to you modern women.
Modern women.
I'm talking to you new style women.
In no fancy clothes.
And phony pose.
Phony pose.
and beats and gives them a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
You find yourself a woman, you like the way she look.
Yeah.
She charming and she pretty,
yeah.
But she say there's lots of trouble to cook.
Make her cook, make her cook, make her cook,
make her cook. You meet up with a Debbie.
Yeah.
She's in the social book.
Social book.
She's lovely and she loves you.
Uh-huh.
But she pay a servant double to cook.
Make her cook.
If a woman don't cook, it don't matter much how she cooks.
I just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks. But up in the kitchen, she jumps to the gathering cooks. Talking about soul.
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, Soul Food, one of my favorite records. I love that. I recall before I went into the Army, I heard that. And I said, oh, I wonder what kind of food they're going to cook me up in this man's Army. You know what I found? And I found it when I was in basic training, when I went through advanced individual training, and when I ended up in Korea. The best cooks that the Army had, and especially in the Air Force, they were African-American cooks. When I was stationed in Korea, I went down to Busan, and a friend of mine was stationed down there. And when I went down there, it was like an Air Force Army base. And he said, come on, man, let's go to breakfast. And I said, man, I don't want these lousy eggs and biscuits that don't taste like nothing. And he said, John, come and go to breakfast here. And when I went into the mess hall. The smell met me at the door. It was like my grandmama was up in there. I said, man, what is this? And he said, I looked behind the counter. They had all brothers, all black men. They had them in chef's hats. I'll never forget it. And them brothers was burning. That was their job. And that was in Korea when we were defending the North Koreans for coming down. I have never had the best Army meal. So this record, Soul Food, was fresh on my mind back here in the States where I was. And when they were sending my other brothers over to Vietnam to die, I got sent to Korea and I got to eat some of that good soul food. So here's a shout out to the brothers that was in the mess hall that was doing it right. Y'all need to calm down. Calm down. Go back in your mind and figure out something that's nice like that. Think about some nice things. Don't be thinking about these hot-headed cops going around wanting to choke out a young black man. Now, I got my druthers on why they want to do that these days. And I can understand because all the white people's kids are listening to rap music. All the white kids know all of the black singers. Yeah, you got a few white singers out there doing, what's their name, Lady Gaga, Lollipop, or whatever. But when you look at the brothers and the sisters, the Jay-Z's and the rest of these people, man, look at it. These brothers are making music the way they was when I was a young kid. Everybody loves them. So the white people's kids love the style. So you can't get rid of the brothers because who gonna keep you entertained? Now, I know you got some nice white singers out there. Let me see if I can name a few. I can't name one. You see, because why? I'm sorry. I love what I'm around. Now, when it comes to, you know what? I had never seen, I had a girlfriend, and her name was Savannah, and it was around Christmas time, and I went around to a friend's house. They were watching a DVD of Beyonce. I had only heard of her. I had never seen her. This Beyonce lady was dressed in a gold dress. She was on stage and had all these other dancers, males and females, dancing around her. The choreography was just something out of this world. It was around Christmas time. And I said, who is that? And the black man, who was the husband of the house that I was visiting, He said, excuse me, you don't know who that is? I said, I've heard her voice, but really, because I wasn't into that. As a pastor, I didn't follow these people. I was busy working on what my next text was going to be for my sermon. I wasn't following these, what we used to call them, worldly people. Those people were not worldly. Those people were doing what God had given them the ability to do. I watched this DVD of this beautiful black woman, beautiful. Every inch of her was beautiful. She danced, she sung, and every movement, the choreography was just beautiful. And my girlfriend at that time was looking at me, and she said, you really didn't know who that was? I said, what is this? Because that's how much music had changed. Now, let me share something with you. See, I'm saying calm down, because I know a lot of you miss seeing that in person. You want to go and see it on the stage shows and all that kind of stuff, and you want to get out and you want to be with your friends. I'm saying calm down. Calm down. Because if you calm down, there'll be a day for you to come back to that, and everything will be all right. So, but for right now, what you got to do is you got to calm down. All right, I think I've said it. I hope that you appreciated the numbers of music that I played for you. It's from an album from Groovy Ass Records. That was, man, I can't believe that's how they call this. I guess it's groovy. Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross. And if you ever want to pick up some music by some progressive jazz artists that came out about the time when PJ, yours truly, was in his early 20s, this group was hot. I mean, if they came to Hollywood singing, I'd do anything to get a ticket to go see them sing. And as much as I love singing and thought that I could bellow out a tune now and then, you know, they were one of my favorites. Hey, thank you for coming to my website and taking a little time out. Just chill out, all right? Calm down.